to this meeting, which is the theme of the meeting tonight, is human values and attitudes for happiness and success. So we will explore that a little bit later. And I'll first of all just introduce myself. I don't know if you know, my name is Venerable Nisarana. In Sri Lanka, we usually say Nisarana, but this is from the Thai tradition, they use the O. So. And I've been living in Sri Lanka now for 10 years, and I am originally from Australia, And I ordained with Ajahn Brahmavangsa and spent 9.5 years at his monastery in Bodhinyana in Western Australia. And that's a very good time. And since then, I've been here 10 years. So I'm amazed how fast it goes. And now I am living in near Balangoda in a galena. This is a rock overhang or a cave. And I live on my own, but it's a group of monks who live on their own in that area. So it's very nice. It's something you can't do in the West. You can't. It's very, very hard to do in the West. So that's the introduction to myself. And this evening, we're going to what I thought to do is first of all mention that the format, and that is that we'll have like a little introduction to the guided meditation. I think it's very helpful actually, because if you're not used to my style of guided meditation, then it can be very useful. And after that, we'll have the guided meditation, and that will be about 20 minutes. So you need not worry, that will be too much. So 20 minutes. And then that will be followed by a talk for about 20 minutes. And then comments, questions, whatever, after that. So the introduction to the meditation. I always like to start meditation with a theme, with a simile or a metaphor, you might say. And the one that I like quite a lot is that the mind is like a garden. Our minds are like a garden. And in that garden, there are very useful and beautiful plants. But also in the garden, there are weeds and harmful plants. These plants make our lives difficult. And these are actually the things that lead to our unhappiness, difficulties in life. So these weeds take the form, many, many different forms actually, like anger, isn't it? That's a weed for sure. And jealousy, envy, irritation, annoyance, doubt, restlessness, many. There are quite a few different weeds. And it's always useful to be able to identify them because then you can do something about them. But we also have, on the positive side, many beautiful plants, many useful plants. And these are like maitri, gratitude, respect, these sorts of positive aspects of the mind. So the job of meditation really is to reduce these weeds, and meditation does this very effectively, reduce them so that the positive qualities can get stronger, we can develop those positive qualities. Because in a garden, if the weeds are very strong, what happens? The other plants suffer. Either they don't get enough light, they don't get enough water, or they don't get enough nutrient. And it's the same with our minds. We actually have the choice. Most people don't think like this. We have the choice about what we cultivate in this garden of the mind. Do we cultivate the useful plants, and the beautiful plants, the flowers, you know, the vegetables, these useful things, or do we cultivate the weeds? You don't need to cultivate weeds, incidentally. Weeds grow by themselves quite well. But to a large extent, you see this with people, they're often cultivating some of the negative plants, aren't they? And I know these days, particularly in the West, anger is a real something that people often cultivate. They repeat, they keep reinforcing it. And that, what happens? They get angrier. They get angrier more easily. And so this weed grows in their life. So this is just a metaphor for the meditation this evening. And the way I will do the guided meditation is, first of all, to recommend that we have an intention to meditate. What is our intention to for meditation? Sometimes when we sit down to meditate, if we have no intention, if we don't have a clear idea of why we're meditating, the mind can go every which way, can't it? And it will follow its natural inclination, which can be, you know, to go to sleep, daydream, or to be preoccupied with thinking. So it's very good to have an intention. This is like programming the mind. So, for instance, an intention might be, may my mind dwell in the present moment. Something very simple like that is very useful. The sorts of intentions that are useful are causes for the meditation to develop. They're not the results. You don't say, may my mind go into fourth jhana, or may my mind become enlightened, something like that. What we're aiming at in meditation, in life in general, is to address the causes so that those causes will naturally give rise to the meditation. A very important principle with meditation is we aren't doing the meditation. The meditation happens by itself. And I remember years ago, one monk had a very good simile. He said, meditation is like going to sleep. Can you force yourself to go to sleep? Can anybody do that? I don't know of anybody that can say, I'm going to go to sleep. And then they go to sleep. Meditation is similar in that sense, that you create the causes and then the meditation happens. If you want to go to sleep, you create the causes for going to sleep. You don't drink coffee, you don't drink tea, and those sorts of things. So intention is very important. And it can be, you know, it should be something very simple, like to be in the present moment, as I mentioned, be with the breath. It can also address negative things too, like may my mind let go of thinking. That sort of thing is very useful. If you can see, you know, something that's quite strong in the mind, then you can program to say, just let go of it. And we usually just think this three times and then let that be. This intention is important to not make it an expectation. It's not an expectation, it's not a demand. It's more like just a direction for the mind. Because the mind is very good if it's got a direction. But if it turns into an expectation, if it turns into a demand, then it won't work. Then it will be counterproductive. So this is very important. And the next stage in the meditation that I'll teach tonight, you can vary these stages actually depending on yourself. But very important is to relax the body fully, very fully. Because when the body relaxes, what happens? The mind relaxes too. The link between the body and the mind is quite strong. So, and when you relax very fully, and I feel this myself, you feel the mind sink into itself, actually. You could say into the body, but sink into itself. And it just changes level, it goes deeper. And some people, when they teach meditation, they just teach relaxation, actually, and it works. And then after that, we can come into the present moment. And the present moment is where we can establish our mindfulness on whatever we're experiencing in the present moment, whether it be sounds, feelings in the body. These are the most common ones. We usually have our eyes closed, so we don't have that input. So this is very useful for the meditation. We We come into the present moment, we let go of the future and let go of the past. And this actually reduces a lot of the weeds immediately. So we're actually going in a good direction when we get into the present. Of course, the mind will wander, but we can be aware of that wandering mind and then just come back to the present very, very gently. This is quite important. And of course, if thinking occurs in the present moment, which it will, you know, when we're doing present moment awareness, thinking will come up. A good way of dealing with that is just to be aware that there's thinking happening. Not to get caught up in the story, not to get caught up in the content. If you do, you'll be off. It'll be quite a while before you're aware, I'm lost in thought. So that's very useful too. Then after that, this is something that I emphasize a lot, is to prime the meditation. And what I mean by priming the meditation is fueling the meditation. A very important ingredient for successful meditation is actually happiness. If the mind is in a positive state, then the meditation can go very easily and very quickly and very deeply. If we're dealing with a lot of negativity, meditation is more difficult. So by using, for instance, things like Maitri or Metta, by using gratitude, generosity, contentment, there are many different things we can use. These are positive emotions. And immediately what they do is reduce the negative, because our minds can really only be aware of one focus at the time. Admittedly, that can change very quickly. We can do that very quickly. So this is very useful to deal with those negative aspects of the mind, to give the mind energy, virya, and so the meditation can happen easily. After that, this evening, the way I was going to... The very important part of meditation, as I said, priming the mind, the reason for that is that that joy and that energy too will lead to greater happiness and for the mind to come together. But this evening, the way I was going to suggest we do it is to use gratitude. We reflect on gratitude. And we can reflect on someone that we're very grateful to. In our lives, there's always some people that have been very important that we feel very thankful for. You know, their contributions made a big difference. So here it will often be, you know, maybe a parent or a grandparent, could be a teacher, could be anybody like that, a friend, someone that's made an impact on our lives. And the reason we do this is when we bring them to mind, then we have this warm feeling of gratitude, thanks. We feel like saying thank you to them. We can also use situations. There are many situations in our lives that we're very thankful for. You know, for instance, I live, as I said, in this Gull Lena. It's sort of like a cave. And I often reflect, oh, how wonderful that I live in this situation, how amazing. So, you know, our life situation can also be something that gives us gratitude. So we can use that to create this feeling, or this warm, positive feeling. And then the important thing with having created that energy is to use it with our meditation object. So this evening, use the breath. So always I like to combine this positive feeling with the breath, or with whatever object I'm using. If I'm walking, meditation with the feet, that's fine. Because when we do this, the breath becomes much more attractive, more interesting, and then we can stay with it. Because if we're enjoying something, we're not going to move away from it. But if the breath is very neutral, you know, it's not going to hold the attention. So we're really giving the breath some colour, some texture, some interest. And this is very useful for meditation, for life actually. So because when we're developing these positive emotions for the meditation, this is what we need for life too. At times when things are difficult, you know, we can think, wow, what's good in my life? You know, what am I grateful for? You know, what have I received that has been really very useful and helpful? And this can become, you know, a way of bringing up some happiness. And then this evening I was going to suggest we take 3 deep breaths. It's a very good way to calm the thinking. I don't know if you've tried this, but when you do very deep, complete breaths, the thinking really subsides for a time anyway. So that's very useful. And then this evening, just as you probably haven't done this much, but follow the breath for a time. Follow the breath from the nose to the chest to the abdomen, and then follow it back from the abdomen to the chest to the nose. And this is a technique that Ajahn Chah, a famous Thai meditation master, he used to teach. And the reason for doing something like this is to give the mind something to do. Because this is the big problem for most people. You know, if they just sat down and do nothing, people say, how do you do it? You know, we're so used to doing that this just gives the mind a bit of a something to do for a short time. And when it achieves its purpose, when the mind is settled, we let go of the following the breath. And then we can just stay with wherever the breath is very prominent. So that is how we will, I'll do the guided meditation. And usually at the end of the meditation too, I like to also have to review. So we look back and just see how we feel after the meditation. See what is different and also what worked, what caused the feelings to come up, the different feelings perhaps. And then to end up with, I always like to share the energy, the benefits with the people that I'm with, family, friends, all beings. Because when we do that, we realize we're not meditating just for ourselves. We're meditating to benefit others as well. And this is an important psychological support for the meditation too. Because sometimes people will think, well, it's selfish, isn't it? You could be out there doing something for these other people. But you are, by actually developing positive emotions and developing wisdom that comes from that. So now if we can, we get ready for the meditation. No questions? No. We can test drive the meditation. So there we go. So if we can find a comfortable position, and usually a comfortable position is really erect but relaxed. Relaxed is very important actually for meditation. And we can close the eyes and just come to an intention, just to focus briefly on an intention for the meditation. Perhaps may my mind dwell in the present moment is quite good. Just to be here now for the meditation. May my mind dwell in the present moment. May my mind dwell in the present moment. And now we can begin by relaxing the body from the top of the head, just to really be here with the body, to feel the top of the head, the forehead, around the eyes where there's a lot of tension from seeing, around the mouth, the whole of the face, relaxing, allowing it to just be. And we relax the neck, all around the neck, and then down the right shoulder, feeling the right shoulder relaxing, down the right arm, all the way to the elbow, down to the wrist, and down to the back of the hand, and then the palm of the hand, relaxing. And we can feel a mind movement out through the fingertips of any tiredness, tension, just letting it be, letting it go. And now we bring our attention to the left shoulder, relaxing it, letting it settle, moving down the upper arm, left upper arm to the elbow, and from the elbow down to the wrist, and then the back of the hand and the palm of the hand, and then moving the attention up the fingers to the tips of the fingers, and then out through the fingers, releasing any tension, any tiredness. And now we bring the attention to the back, from the shoulders, moving down the back, relaxing, soothing, like a massage, down the back. All the way to the top of the legs, at the back. And now we relax the front of the body, starting at the shoulders, moving down the chest, to the stomach, to the abdomen, letting it relax, soften. And now we move the attention to the right leg and move down the thigh to the knees, down the lower leg to the ankle, relaxing, soothing it. And then we move the attention to the top of the foot, and then to the underneath of the foot, the sole of the foot. And we move the attention along the toes to the tips of the toes. And then make a mind movement into the room, letting go of any tiredness, tension, stiffness. Just relaxing. And now we bring the attention to the left upper leg, and we start to relax the left thigh, going down to the knee, all around the knee, and down the lower leg to the ankle. And we relax the top of the foot and the sole of the foot. And then we move our attention to the tips of the toes, and we make a mind movement into the room with any tension, letting go of any tension, tiredness, strain, just allowing the body to really relax, be here now. Now we can come into the present moment and just let go of the past and the future. Like turning the telephone off of the past, turning the telephone off of the future, just to be here with whatever is happening here and now. Whether it be a sound, a feeling, feeling of the air moving, cool air. Just to be present with what actually is happening now. Now we can bring to mind someone we feel very thankful to. Maybe it's a parent, a grandparent, a teacher, a friend, whoever, or, as I mentioned, a situation which we're very thankful for. Our family, our friends, our job, whatever it is that we feel very, very grateful for. And now we can take three deep, complete breaths, breathing in this gratitude, this feeling of thanks for this person or this situation, and breathing out the complete breath three times. And now we can follow the breath from the nose, the nostrils, to the chest, to the abdomen, with this feeling of gratitude, this feeling of thanks, of warmth. And then we can follow the breath from the abdomen to the chest, to the nose, just back and forth, with this warm feeling of gratitude, of thanks to that person, that situation. Just following the natural flow of the breath. From the nose to the chest to the abdomen and back again. And when the following the breath has done its work, we can let go of following it and just put our attention wherever we are aware of the breath, most aware, the prominent place, whether the nostrils, chest, abdomen, wherever. And we're coming close to the end of the meditation, so we can just check up to see how we feel now. Do we feel different? And what has caused these changes? Now we can share the energy of this meditation, whatever peace, whatever stillness, whatever understanding, with everyone here in this room, with all our family, friends, and with all beings everywhere, that they may have thankfulness in their hearts, they may have peace in their hearts. And now we can come out of the meditation, slowly opening the eyes, moving the body to make ourselves more comfortable. So hopefully you found the meditation useful, and there was some, I think a very helpful thing is to create this priming of the mind to use a positive emotion like gratitude. There's always somebody or some situation that we're grateful for, we're thankful for. And we, as I said before, we can use other things. Maitri is an excellent one. So if you have loving kindness, we can bring up loving kindness for ourselves, or very easy to bring up loving kindness for someone we have a lot of respect for, or we're close to. So we can use that feeling, then combine it with our, also give it to ourselves, and then combine it with the meditation object. So then that meditation object has Maitri. And if the gratitude or the Maitri fades, just bring up the person to mind or the situation to mind, and it will come back. And then that color, that flavor will become part of the meditation object. So very, very useful for developing the meditation object. Also, one thing that I'd mention too is usually it's much easier to meditate together. Is this what most people find? Usually in a group, it seems to be very supportive, I think, you know, and so if you have the opportunity to sit meditation in a group, it's very useful. The Ajahn Brahm Society, they have regular programs, so if you're interested in that, you can attend those. And it is very supportive to be with other people, like-minded people, so it helps the meditation go deeper.